Okay. This is by another story, not so much about communism, but just to show that danger of third world and to show people who grew up in United States that not all world is like Irvine, California. It's very, very different. So last time I was telling that for first couple summers after in university, you're supposed to work in some government project, and I work as a construction worker in the Stroyotryad, which was a lot of fun. But after that, you're free, you can use your sum as you want. So after 3rd year, I decided to go mountain hiking, which was very, very popular in the Caucasus, which is now like Georgia. I didn't go to the. I haven't done mountain hiking in the summer by that time, but I'd done a lot during the winter. Every winter, like almost twice, we would go in November and then February. We would go ski north from Polar Circle to Hibine. It's kind of north from Murmansk. Mountain in the north part of Soviet Union, north from St. Petersburg, and spent like 2 3 weeks there. So I had a lot of experience in backpacking. None of my friends wanted to go with me because it was probably not too advanced for them. So I just put an ad in the hiking club in the university who wants to go. And I got 4 guys, including myself and 2 girls. I didn't know any of them, and I was in charge, so I was supposed to develop the route and all kind of stuff. So anyway, we ended. It was in Georgia when we started. Our backpacks for boys were about 100 pounds, but after a while we would leave part of the food like hidden in a particular place, and the make of the whole route was like figure eight. So you first go and leave the foods, and you make a loop, pick up food, and make the rest of the food loop. It's pretty common. And I was in charge, and we had a lot of fun, and it was great. Weather was good. We went around maybe 12, 13,000 feet top. And on our way back, on maybe 8,000 feet, when we were already very close to the end, we saw like farm camp. What happens that during the summer, local people take their cows up in the mountain because it's like alpine meadows with very good grass, and cows spend the whole summer there, like. And there were a couple guys who spent the whole summer with their cows. They were making cheese and like doing all kind of stuff. So obviously they were extremely happy since we came because they were bored. And so happened that thus in the day when we came there, they killed a bear, a huge bear. So they were actually busy cleaning bear's skin. So it was like spread in the yard, and we see what a giant bear it was. So they're brave guys, obviously, 2 guys. And we had a lot of fun, and we had like a lot of local vodka cha-cha, and we're singing songs together and became the best friends. And then in the evenings, they said, you know, there could be another bear, so girls should sleep inside, and you boys, I mean, there's not enough room inside, so you put your tent and sleep outside. Okay, fine. So that's what we decided. And it's like midnight, somebody wake me up, and I see one of the girls, and girls say, you know what, we don't want to sleep inside. We'll sleep outside. I said, what about bears? I said, well, there's no going to be bear. We're not afraid of bears. Okay, fine. Didn't want to argue too much. So I went sleep inside. And sure enough, after that, like somebody very gently kind of touches me on my shoulder. And I turn, and it was one of those guys who hoped to find the girl. But when he saw my unshaved, like very unhappy face, he was really shocked and like, I say, where's the girls? I said, well, girls is not here, I'm here. And we didn't discuss it any much. So in the morning, nobody shown any signs that what happened at night. We still were friends and so on and so forth. So we left. And it was our last part of the journey. So what we wanted to do, we came to like a steep wall, and we were supposed to throw the ropes and just went down by the rope. It may be, I don't know, 100 feet or so. It's a lot of fun, and was deliberately selected this route where you have to go on the rope to get down. And what we found out that our ropes were stolen. So those guys stole our ropes. And ropes have in Russia was very, very valuable. It's just almost impossible to buy, especially so long ropes. So I was okay, great. And we had to go up and then go to a trail so we could get down without ropes, because it's kind of dangerous to be in the mountains without ropes. But okay, so we went down, and I went down to about maybe 5,000-6,000 feet, and there was hot springs, natural hot springs. And whilst hot springs were free, but local people would come here. There was no roads, there was no any facilities. It was really wild. So, but locals knew well about that, and the only way how they could come, it's basically hire somebody with a donkeys, because normally it was like older people with all kind of health problems, right, to go to those springs. And they would hire people with donkey, and they would get them on the up on the mountains. But we came from the above, so for us it was okay. And this was basically the end of our hiking. And what happened during the hiking, we kind of wasn't very nice to our girls. There were two girls and four boys. Because first of all, they were had only half of backpack that we had, and even with that, they were always behind. We had to wait for them. We have to go slower. So we kind of were constantly telling them, "Okay, go faster. Do this. Do that," and they didn't like it. But here they came, and they were Russian blonde girls. They became extremely popular with local men. They were buying them like good food, getting the good food and fruits and all kind of attention, flowers. And I told them, look, this is not Saint Petersburg. Be careful. Don't make any like hopes for those guys, because it won't end well. And just said, you know what? We're not in the hike anymore. You're not in charge anymore. Don't tell us what to do. Okay, fine. So one day they come and they say, you know what? Local guys offer us to go horseback riding in the mountain. I said, don't do this. It won't end well. They said, no, we'll go. So, okay, fine. So they went, and in the evening, they are coming back and they're just running, like absolutely white faced, running to the tent, getting in the tent and kind of in the far end of the tent, sitting there and like shaking, and say, what's going on? And I even didn't have a chance to ask them. And three guys on horses with rifles, not with shotguns, with rifle, coming to our camp, local guys. And I say, okay, how are you guys doing? And they say, give us your women. I said, what? First of all, they kind of considered that because I was in charge and I was a man, I had a complete power over our girls and could do whatever I want. And second, the whole idea was kind of very interesting. And I mean, what I'm, as I say, look, we spend a lot of time with them, a couple of days. We were buying food, fruits. We gave them flowers. They accepted everything. We took them horse riding. They accepted that. We use our horses. I mean, we spend so much time with it, and we want them just for one night. Don't worry, we'll bring them back in the morning. I say, okay, it's very interesting situation. So we're in the mountain. They are three-armed guides on the horses, and if we get any type of kind of situation escalation, they would just kill me, and nobody would find me ever. I said, okay. So I started to argue. I said, well, you know, guys, it doesn't work like this in the St. Petersburg. They don't know local rules. Anyways, they were not happy about it and say, okay. But fortunately, one of them was actually a student in Moscow. So he just came for summer vacation. Summer breaks with to stay with his parents in a local place. And by the way, in Russia you cannot own a rifle. It's absolutely prohibited. But of course, the farther you go from Moscow, the less rules there are. And he finally said, okay, let's go, because he kind of realized that it's probably not a good idea just to shoot a guy in the mountain. So this was a And the next day, I said, okay, you know what, girls, you can do whatever you want. I'm going down. And I was two guys. We just ran down to the coast. We were running the whole night, and by the morning, we were at the Black Sea beach. So, not every place is Irvine, California.